At some point in time, it's going to catch up with you. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, but trust me, somehow, some way, it's gonna bite you. It's gonna bite you right where it hurts the most, and it's gonna cause your downfall. Not only your downfall, but others. And I'm gonna sit back and just laugh and trust God. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great day. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, you want to let me know what you're thinking, what you're doing? You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Also, we're brought to you by Well Built Body. WellBuiltBody.com, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So I'm reading through the book of Daniel again. Again, it's my absolute favorite book of the Bible. It would be Daniel, and then Ephesians, and then probably Revelation, but you can't get away from Daniel. Just so good. But in chapter 3, maybe you know the story, but if not, I'll catch you up to speed. King Nebuchadnezzar comes into Jerusalem, pillages it, steals a bunch of stuff, and then on top of it, takes some of the best and brightest young men into his kingdom, and he's going to train them up and use them for his own purpose. And so he gets Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, and long story short, they end up earning the king's trust because of different visions that Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego interpret, and because they're doing better than all the other young men their age. They just are outperforming. And so Nebuchadnezzar does them right. He treats them well. And then in Daniel chapter 3, after Daniel has already interpreted a dream about how everything that King Nebuchadnezzar has been given to him by God, he still gets a giant ego. He gets this big ego and he sets up a statue and he says, look, the band's going to play and everybody needs to bow and worship me and my gods. And yeah, it doesn't happen. Well, everybody bows except for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And King Nebuchadnezzar loses his stuff. In verse 13, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar, in a rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar spoke to them, saying, is it true? Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? You know what he's saying? He's going, look, after all I've done for you, I saved your butts. I set you up. I let you eat your own food. I hooked you up with positions of power. I put you in charge of parts of my kingdom. I stuck my neck out for you. And this is how you repay me? Have you ever been in that position where a person has truly helped you out, has done you a solid, but you still have to stand up to them in order to keep your witness? You know it's going to burn a bridge, but like Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, am I trying to please God or man? Well, if you please God, you will probably not please a lot of men. There are going to be people you don't please when you do please God, but that's what a follower of Christ does. Now in verse 15, it goes on, Nebuchadnezzar's like, I'm going to give you one more chance. I like you guys. He says, if you're ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, psaltery, when you hear the band play, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you now? Who's the God who will deliver you from my hands? Verse 16, I love this. Shadrach and Benny look, King, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. What? These guys are saying, look, bro, King, you know who we are. You know what you're dealing with. You know what you're going to get from us. Check our record. We ain't going to bow. Why are we even talking? Why are you wasting your time? Why are you even moving your mouth? We ain't bowing. And what happens? The king's anger gets the best of him. He flaunts his power by getting the strongest, best, most powerful Bad Mama Jamma warriors in the kingdom to tie them up and throw them into the furnace. He's flaunting his ego. and it backfires bad. Now King Nebi, his best and most dangerous men, the high-powered, well-qualified, well-trained, and committed warriors, they die. They die! They go to throw these boys in, and they lose their life. And why? Because of arrogance by Nebuchadnezzar. He lets his arrogance flaunt, I am more important than your God. I am more important than your reputation. I will prove you are wrong. Yeah, it doesn't turn out so well. The men are bound, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're bound in such a way that when they're thrown into the fire, they would be prostrate and be kneeling. And yet what happens is when they hit the fire, they're bound, their hands, their feet, their legs, and the ropes burn off, and now they're standing. It's as if God's saying, no, they're not going to bow to some other God. If they're willing to take a stand and take the heat, I'm going to make sure they do not have to bow. Your ropes will burn off, and they will stand in my presence. Bow to God, trust the process, in the mess, no distress, and you'll be blessed. What did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do? They said, look, you can throw us in. We're not bowing. They just simply said, we're going to trust God. We're going to trust the process, in the mess, no distress, and you'll be blessed. Look, God will not be mocked. You go ahead. You send your mighty warriors. You send your best. You send your biggest threat. You pull the trigger, yank the rug out from underneath this. You tell them to dress the part with bulging biceps, swords, tough talk. Have them come at us. Have them tie us up. You know what we'll do? We'll just simply bring our God. We'll choose not to bow. And guess what? We might see you in eternity for the final score. And if so, that's fine. And if not, God's got our back either way. But we're not going to bow. No matter what you did for us, no matter how well you set us up, no matter what you think we owe you, God is far greater to be served and worshiped than you and your default reputation because of what you think you've earned from us. So, do your best. We're not going to bow. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.